Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We're going to talk to Randy Moeller here in a little over 10 minutes. We'll get to Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final tonight. Panthers and Hurricanes. Puck drops at 8 o'clock from Raleigh, North Carolina. You could hear that game right here on 560 WQAM as the Panthers 4 wins away from their third straight Stanley Cup final, which is bananas.
Bananas.
But that's good hand.
You know what's crazy?
Before you get 4, you got to get 1.
That first year, we thought they were untouchable, and they got beat up. Then they start getting physical.
Yeah.
I like this way better.
You like Stanley Cups?
Huh?
You stand by that take?
No, I'm saying I like the way they play now.
You stand by that? Hey, you know what? That was sassy. I apologize, Leroy.
What?
That was sassy, dude.
-1 for sass.
I didn't say I like Stanley Cups. I said I like the more physical version of them and not the up and down the ice giving up a million goals, but scoring a million goals.
So just to be clear, you like winning Stanley Cups more than second round exits.
Okay.
You're just not.
Like, for sass.
Yeah, what are you
like
doing?
What?
Well, I did not warrant that type of behavior.
I'm just saying.
Really having conversations. Like you, okay. I'm going to just say, you better be on your P's and Q's for the rest of the day.
Because
we know some of the things that come out of your pie hole.
What do you like more? You like second round exits or championship runs?
You know what?
Isn't that playing the result? I like the style in which they play now more than I did when it had nothing to do with the exit.
Did you? Because those games were pretty fun.
They were fun, but they lost.
We won 10.
So what you're saying is you like the winning.
Oh, you're playing the result.
No, I like the style that they play now.
Why?
Because it gives them more of a chance to win.
Oh, so you do like the winning.
Yeah, who doesn't?
So you're boxed in.
What's going on?
I'm not boxed in.
It's a bit of a box.
This is the most pointless quibble.
So wait. So hold on.
I mean,
now,
let's
backtrack a little bit.
All right, I'll listen. I mean,
because
closing in, though.
I remember saying, every time we watch a game and you talk about the high-flying offense, and I'm like, this ain't going to work.
You didn't say that.
What about when you beat Bethune?
You barely know like what a power play is. Like,
no. I'm talking about a different sport.
I'm talking 4 years ago.
I'm talking about a different sport.
No. We're not going different sport.
Why?
You never
because
sat here.
Because it's the same thing.
You never sat here on this radio show.
Wait.
when the Canes didn't get 4th-and-1
mm-hmm.
against.
What does that have to do with
it? Because I'm going to explain to you what it means. And I had a problem with it. And you said, who cares? They won. They scored 70 points.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's going to come back to bite them in the butt.
Okay.
Okay. That's the same thing that kind of happened to the Panthers.
I don't recall you ever saying when they were
I was taking advantage of 4-goal Bob.
Yeah, okay. Well, that wasn't the same year. But you weren't sitting here and talking about, those 7-6 games against the Islanders, those are going to come back to bite them.
No. And that's why I said I like this style of hockey they play better. That's all I said. And you said, you like winning? You're the one that made this something more than what it was.
But you said it was because you like the winning.
They have a better chance to win playing this way than having a shootout.
What are we agreeing? We're agreeing with each other.
Mute me. I'm about to cuss.
Can press a button right there.
No, but what? Why?
What?
Why are you being a jackass?
I'm not being a jackass.
You are.
We're agreeing with each other. I like winning too.
Sometimes the way you play gives you a better chance to win. How's that? The hockey they play now gives them a better chance to win. It doesn't mm-hmm. guarantee they're going to win. They have been winning. But this style of hockey gives them a better chance to win.
I got you.
Shootouts, when anything could happen, doesn't. And if you don't score 5 goals, you don't win.
Mm-hmm.
I played on a team like that. It sucked.
Right.
It was fun,
mm-hmm.
but it sucked. Because when it got to crunch time, you couldn't win.
You guys won a lot of games, though.
But not the important ones.
Not the important
ones. Okay. So, thank you.
Missed kick, though.
Missed kick.
Oh, my God.
Greatest show on turf got it done.
Ooh.
Yeah, because they could play both ways. That wasn't a high-scoring game. So, while they were the greatest show on turf, right, they were 1 yard from losing.
Who's the defender on that team?
Adam Archuleta.
No, who's I don't know. I just know when they played the Titans in the Super Bowl, it was a low-scoring game.
Yeah, but you can't name a defender on that team. None of us can.
What? You don't have to.
Because it's the greatest show on turf.
Just saying, ignore what I said here.
Was Adam Archuleta on that team?
How does it feel, Marco?
We didn't even get Googled or nothing. Just assumed I was wrong.
Let's just assume Adam Archuleta has been doing CBS's 4th game for the last 30 years.
The 4th game.
Wow. Like, wherever there's a Jaguars game, there's Adam Archuleta.
2001, Los Angeles Rams, huh?
Was that the one they lost?
No, they were the greatest show on turf. They were still
2001 there. Was the one they lost to the Patriots, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
They weren't in Los Angeles either.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, right? St. Louis.
Are you sure he wasn't doing Jags Titans that week?
Think he was doing commentary on that? Greatest show on turf, 1999, 2000, 2001. They lost in 2001, though.
Schmeathan says Tobin is Adam Archibata bread.
Point for Twitcher.
You haven't been very.
What do you mean I haven't been very?
You just. I'm telling you what. They give me so many messages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm accidentally. If I hit the wrong thing, my computer's going to reboot.
Who gives you so many messages?
This computer.
Your email's in a shootout.
Huh?
What?
You can't. What happened this morning?
What do you mean,
dude? Did something happen on the way in?
No, I'm having a great day. It's great to see
really
you.
Excited to see
I'm not hungry at all.
The same place.
Want a breakfast sandwich or something?
Do you?
I could go.
You could go for some breakfast. Marlins win yesterday, 8-7 over the Cubbies. They're back at it today. It's 6:40.
Are the Cubs that bad?
No, the Cubs are good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Cubs are good.
They won 2 against the Cubs.
No, the series just started.
Who did they win?
They just took 2 out of 3 from the Rays.
Oh, the Rays.
They started a new series last night.
Okay.
But no, Cubbies are 8 over .500. They're decent.
That's better than decent.
Yeah, it's good.
It's like a 16-game swing because how far are the Marlins below .500?
8.
Yeah, 16-game swing.
8. Jesus Sanchez, monster game for him yesterday. He was 3 for 5. He had a leadoff home run and a walk-off RBI triple to get the fish the win.
Wow, that's the hardest thing to get. He might have hit for the cycle.
Yeah.
Triple's the hardest thing to get.
The only thing he didn't get was the double. He was the double shy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Augustin Ramirez, by the way, hit his, was it seventh home run? Sixth home run?
Ohtani hit another one.
Yeah, I think he's got like 17. Jeez. He's good.
Why is he? He's the only one in baseball seems to be having batting practice.
I mean, he's smiling at people before he hits. That's how good he is.
Saw they lifted the ban from Pete Rose and...
That was last week.
Yeah, I'm saying, did you think Barry Bonds maybe?
No, they only lifted the ban for dead people.
What?
No, they lifted the ban for all of them.
For Barry Bonds?
No.
I didn't see that.
No way.
I don't think they lifted the ban.
He wasn't banned, though.
Yeah, I mean...
Barry Bonds and...
Yeah, I don't think Barry Bonds is
Barry
banned.
Bonds and the steroid guys were not banned.
He's just off the ballot now.
They're just off the ballot.
But he's saying... But no, they got Pete Rose off the banned list.
And along with
the White Sox guys.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, my whole problem with all Hall of Fames, right, is I can't live through an error and not talk about those guys, and you just exclude them from the history of your sport.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you go about that? Because as long as we live, we're going to be talking about Barry Bonds, how great of a hitter he was. And we're just going to dismiss him? So I don't know.
Schmidlin says it was a lifetime ban. He's dead now. That's a fair point. He served his sentence.
Wow.
What?
That's just dark.
It's true. What good does it do him now?
It's true.
Shoeless Joe's been in the grave for a while, though. Like, they could have gone out and sped up that one a little bit.
Nah, I mean, they threw games.
Shoeless Joe didn't throw games. He just took the money. He hit like 400 in that series. That's why everybody was like, eh.
Oh, wow.
He was very ignorant, Joe. He couldn't read. He didn't know what he was doing.
Okay, so you think he didn't negotiate?
He read them dollars.
What?
He read those dollars he took.
Well, they had a very cheapskate owner. He would curve them on bonuses all the time. That's why it happened.
Wow. You familiar with the shoes, Joe Jackson?
I'm very familiar, actually. I did multiple school papers on it.
You have a lot of information on this.
Yeah.
You know his literacy level. It's impressive.
No, he couldn't read. That was a thing. A lot of people couldn't read back then, but Joe Jackson could not read. Hit a baseball, though.
Oof.
I think he hit the only home run in that series.
Could read a pitch.
So his story is a little more complicated than he...
It basically was like this. The gamblers wanted to get as many White Sox people in on it as possible. The real people they wanted to get were the starting pitchers because they could really screw the pooch. But then you needed masterminds. They wanted in on the action. But then you wanted people in on the action so they wouldn't squeal to the owner and say what happened.
So basically they gave him hush money.
Kind of. He basically was just like, come on, Joe, you just get it on. And the whole point of it originally was they weren't going to throw the whole series, a 9-game series. They were going to throw some games in the World Series. But then it got to a point where they screwed one of the games where the gamblers bet against them.
And they
flipped on them. They won. And so the gamblers then started threatening the rest of the players. And they ended up going and losing the series eventually. So... then everybody went to the owners. It was a whole thing. The owner wanted all these guys thrown out of baseball. That's what happened. They ended up hiring the first commissioner in baseball. I think his name was Kennesaw Landis, I want to say.
Damn.
And he ends up banning everybody for life.
You do got a lot of
so
we got to take a break, though. We got to get to Randy Mueller.
All right.
That's your 1919
you finally
White Sox.
Say something interesting, and then we got to go to break.
I'm sorry.
You're the worst. You're the worst. The worst.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We got a big one tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Florida Panthers taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. Puck drops at 8 o'clock. You can hear that right here on 560 WQAM. Panthers preview gets going at 7:30. But if you kick back on your couch, you want to watch a little pregame action, Randy Muller, Steve Goldstein, and the entire crew with Scripps Sports will get you going before they flip on over to the national coverage. And you guys can check that on out as well. If you guys want to get your Panthers local pregame coverage, check that on out. And we're going to talk right now to the great Randy Muller on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and toyotaofhollywood.com. Randy Muller, kind enough to join us there. Hello, Randy. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys. Yep, it's going to be an exciting night tonight. I'm looking forward to it. Quick turnaround. Panthers winning game 7 in Toronto, go right to Carolina and get ready to hopefully to blitz the Hurricanes with and see if they can win this first game of this 7-game series.
Randy, how much do you think, like, having that knowledge of facing them a couple years ago, obviously little pieces change, but, you know, the Panthers, a lot of the core is still there. Kachuk had an awesome series a couple years ago. How much of that matters, do you think, going into this one as far as just having any mental edge? Does any of that stuff carry over?
I don't think so, guys. There's changes on both teams. Yeah, the cores are there, but, you know, you just can't compare to, from is last year or even the year before and that. Carolina's a strong club. They're fast, they're physical. There's a lot of similarities between the Panthers and Carolina. They play a fast game, a physical game. They both have great special teams. So that's going to be an interesting side note on this series, who's going to win the special teams. Cause a lot of times that can determine the outcome of the game. Panthers obviously have the edge. If you go historically of the goaltending with Sergei Bobrovsky as being all world right now and the future Hall of Famer, but Freddie Anderson, their number one goaltender, the big question with them is if he can stay healthy. He's had health issues over the last number of years, but he's played extremely well for Carolina. And one of the big reasons why they've only played 10 games in the first two rounds and that. So both teams seem like they're healthy. They're fresh. They're ready to go. I just give the edge to the Florida Panthers here because of the production that they're getting on all four lines. When you've got a third line, the Lundell line, which so-called third line, they'd be a top line or no less than a second line on 30 other teams in the NHL. When you're getting production, 11 goals over 33 points from that third line so far in the playoffs with Lundell, Marchand, and Loisterin. Loisterin is leading all players with even strength points in the playoffs so far, and that teams just can't stack up to that. When you're running out, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes, they're big line with Sebastian Aho and obviously Jarvis and Svechnikov, who's got, what, 8 goals so far, so he's really blazing hot. But then you get the Barkov line, then it's the Bennett line, then it's the Lundell line, and the fourth line with Gajewicz and Greer and Nosek, I mean, they chipped in a few goals and have played very physical. It's very difficult for teams to stack up, and over a long series, a 7-game series, the way the Panthers play, they're relentless. They just keep coming. The physicality eventually wears out the opposition's defense. We saw that against Tampa. We saw it against Toronto in a 7-game series. It's very tough if the Panthers keep that energy level up, the physicality up, and they spread out the offense. Seems like, guys, every game so far in the playoffs that the Panthers have won, there's been a different hero on this team. That just shows the depth and the balance that they have.
It's been amazing. That third line with Marchand coming in, is it Etu and Anton, do they just have a style that can blend with anybody, Randy? Like, why did that chemistry sink so well with not that much time with each other?
Yeah, and we saw it. You know, we saw it a couple of years ago when Reinhardt played with Lundell and Loistrainen, and they had quite a bit of success as well. That's the reason why, and it raised a lot of eyebrows around the NHL guys, and we all saw it, and we were all surprised. There was nobody that thought they saw this coming. The Panthers, when they had an opportunity to get a Brad Marchand, who's been an arch enemy of the Florida Panthers and every team in the NHL for that fact, when they get an opportunity, they knew exactly what they were getting. They knew exactly where they wanted him to play. And it's the same thing with Seth Jones. Look how well he has played. They saw a player that was unhappy in a situation. They knew the talent. They felt they were very confident in their homework, both with Marchand and with Seth Jones, that these players would come in and fit into the culture of the Florida Panthers and what they built here in that locker room. And I thought it was interesting. Nate Schmidt had that comment yesterday or the day before when asked about, you know, the culture of the team and that. He said it was like preseason game number 2, and I tried to do something in the neutral zone or whatever, and had Barkov and Reinhardt basically coming up to him and saying, we don't do that here. We don't do that on this team. So there's a culture that's been built here, guys, and for the players, hats off to Bill Zito and his hockey operations staff to recognize and to have the cojones to go out and pay a price and get a Seth Jones and go out and pay a price to get a Brad Marchand. But they're exactly what the Panthers were looking for, to give them even more juice. This is all about winning Stanley Cups, guys. It's not about making playoffs and having a so-so year and that kind of stuff. This team is geared now. They want to win. They know that the window is not big, but they're in the wheelhouse right now. Most of their players are in their late 20s, the core players, late 20s, 30 years old. So they've got a window here. If they continue to build and add the assets, they can do it. It's not just you and I, us three, talking about the Florida Panthers. It's all around the league, the accolades that they get for how they build this team and what the culture's like and how they play, and they're just so resistant of ups and downs and that. If they play the way they can and they have that energy and that what they've shown the first two rounds, they obviously the experts have picked them to be the favorites in this series, and I agree.
Randy, as a newcomer to like hockey, I've watched hockey but never really gotten into it. When you see the depth on this team, I try to think of other sports. And in other sports, the stars have to shine, right? On this team, it seems like the stars just need to play their part. and take advantage of the opportunities or whatever. But have you ever seen a team, and I can think about any sport, like we said the Boston Celtics were deep. They're at home right now, right? I've never seen a team in any sport that's this deep where you don't have a problem with any line that's in the game at that given time. I can't – have you seen another hockey team like this? Because I can't think of one, and because I haven't been in a hockey, I can't say it. I've never seen it.
Yeah. It's – you got to go back a number of years to see or experience a team – that is so solid. And I think it gets overlooked, guys, as well. The Panthers, whether it's the Barkov, Bennett, Lundell, or the fourth line, which is interchangeable, we've seen that already, and that's what shows you that you have strong depth is when you can, you know, Evan Rodriguez goes out, they put in Boquist on the top line, he scores a goal and helps the Panthers win. We see this, and they play the same way. That's the point I was trying to make. It's the same system, same forecheck. It's a mix of skill and physicality. They all finish their checks. You don't have two what you call fancy-dancy lines out there, all offense and not caring about defense at all. All four lines can score. All four lines can check. When you've got Barkov and Reinhardt on the same line, and both are Selke nominees as the best defensive forwards, that's saying a lot. The NHL has never seen that before. So the way they built this team, and you just knock on wood, guys, that the team stays healthy. It's a grind. There's nothing like NHL playoff hockey. It's the longest, grueling tournament in all of sports, and the demands that's put on their body and the emotional ups and downs and that. The Panthers have experience now of being in the finals, going back. They've been to the finals twice, and they expect to be in the finals again. They've got the experience. The little hiccups that happen along the way, and we've seen it where, you know, maybe the offense kind of goes south or the power play and that. They just muscle their way through it, and they turn that adversity into, you know, a little bit of motivation, and all of a sudden the next game they come out just flying again. They're going to have an off game. There's nobody's going to sweep. I don't think there's going to be anybody sweeping this series and that. They're going to have face some adversities and maybe a hot goaltender along the way here and that. But that's what makes the game and what makes it so special. And this Panthers team, as we've just been talking about, they're built to handle that adversity, the little bits of ups and downs. And Paul Maurice and his coaching staff, you guys listen to him, his post-game press conferences and off-day press conference, whether the team wins or loses, it's a process. They don't get too high. They don't get too low. It's very low-keyed and workman's like attitude. They trust each other. They trust the system, the team, and they just go out there and try and execute and basically beat the wheels off of the teams physically, and it just takes a toll in Game 6 and Game 7.
Yeah, my favorite guy, Randy, with that has become, and I've referred to him as a polar bear on skates, is Nico Mikkola. Like, he's so terrifying, Randy. I don't understand, like, why anybody would want to go up against him. Like, what is the art that he has of pinning somebody up against the boards? Because it feels like when he wants to do that to you, or even just control the puck to kill time, like, no one's going to mess with him.
You can't teach size and strength. That is pretty well a God-given attribute. And then you can add the skill and the confidence in that. And that's, I think, a big thing is the Panthers play with quite a bit of swagger. They're confident in each other. They're confident in their individual skill sets. And it's all about what you can bring to the team. Don't try and be... do everything. And a perfect example, guys, you talk about, Mikkola, but like Seth Jones. Seth Jones came from an organization in Chicago, which is rebuilding. They were losing, you know, 6 out of every 7 games. And he was asked to do everything. Play Superman on defense, be Superman on offense, lead the rush, quarterback the power play, do this, play 35 minutes a night. He doesn't have to do that here. And it took him a little bit of while, a little adjustment. It's okay just to have a normal shift, move the puck, come up the ice, make a good defensive play, and then change. He doesn't have to be the Superman on this team. There's enough depth. You got the Ekblads and the Forslings, and as you mentioned, you know, the Mikula and Kulikov. I mean, they're so solid back on the fence that you're seeing right now, like Gustav Forsling. His minutes are down as well because they have the confidence of playing six defense against any line. The other thing that stands out as well, historically, you talk about series and you talk about, the Panthers are, you know, they don't have the last change in Carolina the first two games because they're the visiting team. They don't have all about matching lines. Paul Maurice doesn't care about matching lines. You can throw out any line. You want to play the Aho line against the Lundell line? That's fine. You want to play it against the Bennett line? That's fine. You want to play against Barkov's line? That's fine. And that is the swagger and the confidence that this team has in each other and each doing playing well and being responsible with and without the puck. So having said all that, you know, it's all about execution and it's the mindset and that, and you just hope that the Panthers are ready to go. It might be the toughest building to play in is in Carolina. The way that rink is set up and their fans, and they tailgate 2 hours before they open up the doors, so they're well greased up, is what I'm talking about. When they get in there, and that's why Carolina, they've won every home game in the playoffs. It is so tough to win there, and the Panthers have experienced that. Even though they won the two games in Carolina the last time they met in the playoffs, they were one goal games, and it was, you know, I mean, if it was Tkachuk with the two overtime winners and that, it's going to be a tough sled. The first couple of games, the emotions, Carolina be ready, their fans will be ready, and it's up to the Panthers to use that experience and that poise to make sure that they're ready to go.
He's Randy Moeller. Catch him, Steve Goldstein, the whole crew on Scripps Sports Night at 7:30. You can, of course, also listen to that game right here on 560 WQM. Thanks for the time, Randy. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Randy.
Okay, guys. Anytime. Yep. Have a great day.
There you go. Randy Moeller.
So I wanted to ask him, you know, we had to go. Don't get mad. If they try to match up, right, and one of the reasons why I don't think Paul Maurice cares who's on what lines out, because if you try to do that, because the Panthers are so deep, you're going to end up with a mismatch because the number one line is going to end up out there with your scrubs.
You could, or you could also, they could end up burning them more and your guys are fresher. Like
that's right, what that's happened. What I'm
saying. Toronto was like in the second period, they were trying to like
catch up
their minutes.
They were trying to crank up their minutes and then they just got exhausted.
Can't do it.
Right, but that's one of the reasons why you have depth.
It's
but I've never
thing.
Seen a team like, we talk about the third line, but I mean, whoever's in the game, you don't really care. You're looking for success, and that doesn't happen.
Take a break. The damage is done, my friend.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, we just had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago, and now we got a chance for you to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Get a tour of the Florida sun-grown farm, enjoy fine spirits and a catered dinner, and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. For your chance to win, go to WQM's contest page, WQM.com, on the contest page, and you guys can enter to win. Must be 21 or older to attend. Check that on out. Thanks again to Randy Moeller for joining the program as we have game one of the Eastern Conference Final. My damage is done. Goes to Justin Bieber. Not because he's cursed, because we all know Drake is celebrity singer. And not because Ariana Grande's team and Justin Bieber's didn't, but he posted on Instagram, "I don't remember a time in my life when I haven't been obsessed with the Leafs. This year, we made it farther than we have in so long, and I'm happy about that. I can be patient because I know this team will do it." Well, Justin,
wow,
that's cute and all, but the damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
I don't know what to tell you, because that window, she may be closed, because it looks like the rest of the fan base is not as understanding as old Belieber over there.
Oh, they want
heads to roll over there. Come on.
But you know what? If you make changes for the sake of making changes, that team will get worse. But fans don't care. They want to see some changes.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what's going to happen.
You get what you get.
Then. Reap what you sow.
You get what you get.
What do you got?
I mean, look, as much as I make fun of Toronto and or Carolina, I want to say Carolina, here's what you can't say. When you get swept, nobody cares that you win every game. The damage was done.
Damage is
done. You got swept. I understand what you're saying, but next time, let's keep that between us.
Keep it to yourself.
Say that to your team and say, "Guys, we're close in every game. We got to get over the hump because you got swept."
Mm.
So I get what he was saying, but it doesn't look good.
Yikes, Jennifer.
So have you guys ever seen The Office and? You know how Kevin's holding that big pot of chili and then he drops it?
No, I'm not a big Office fan, to be honest with you.
It's a very famous scene on the show. And, well, I kind of...
I know the one where they're all shooting at each other. I've seen that meme a lot.
I like that. So I kind of experienced one of those things right before Randy Moeller.
You drop chili everywhere?
No, I dropped whatever it's called.
Her efforts to be healthy backfired.
You dropped an acai bowl?
Yes. No, it's a cup.
It's a little cup.
Here's the kicker. When I grabbed it and looked at it, because it was, you know, made of the best of ingredients from Whole Foods or Fresh Market or whatever, I squeeze it. I go, "Oh, it's frozen." She go, "Yeah, I froze it so I could have
it." But then I told them, like, I thawed it out because it was frozen. And obviously, right. I waited way too long because when I opened it.
When she opened it, well, first of all, she opened it upside down.
No, I didn't. It was tilted because it just wasn't, it wasn't opening. And then It fell everywhere.
Is it your first time having acai?
No.
No. Or a container that has
I was distracted.
Now, what was distracting you?
Leroy.
No! Don't know!
Wow.
No! I got Leroy. The hell up out of it.
Leroy.
Listen.
And it went all over my shoes. It went on my pants. It went all over the desk. I would have evidence over my
shoes, right?
It was crazy. All over
right.
the
place.
You've been known to distract from a distance.
No.
He did. He was talking to me from afar.
Oh, my.
Leroy.
And that's where the damage is done. Then I see the light on, and I'm sprinting over here.
Damage is done.
There's still a Kai
or a Jennifer sprint.
All over the floor. I was able to go pick it up.
It's like Frog Boy jumping. Like, so yeah, you were running.
You basically treated the kitchen like a Tasmanian devil. You ruined it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just tainted.
Yep, yeah. And I tried to help her. I went and got a wet nap.
Yes, and then I was cleaning my shoe, all things, and courtesy. Right.
So that's why you guys had Randy Mueller waiting. All right, understandable.
I was trying to clean up my mess.
For a second, he's like, hey, I'm not starting
to. Also, it was a very short break.
It was a short break.
It was a short break, but we had to get Randy on.
Gotta get Randy on. Because
totally you guys wanted a whole diatribe of the White Sox 1919 scandal.
That was
so.
Definitely you.
I was about to say, I'm quite impressed that you know the whole story.
Pretty good.
Right?
Your research
Thank
paper.
You. Right. Well, I mean, you guys kept asking questions. I kept having information. I'm supposed pretty to be. Sure. Am I supposed
but
to
that's how it works.
Damage is done.
That's how it works. We take advantage of the knowledgeable opinion one. That on
you're lashing
topic.
Out because of your acai bowl.
It's funny. I asked you about that, and I listened to your hungry. Whole thing. But when you ask me about football, you go, that's not true.
That's not true.
You do it all the time.
I don't zone you out.
You what?
Don't do that.
What? How many times have I said something about football and you said you don't know what the hell you're talking about?
I've never said that.
That's more like
Tobin.
What's the word?
You just straight
that?
Lying right now.
I've never said you don't know what you're talking about. Well I disagree say? With some what takes.
It's not those exact words.
Give me an example.
See, you know this, what guy, this is
because
like,
I don't think I've ever said that you about your what? Football knowledge. I would never say that.
You know what?
Have I zoned out because you're talking about the wide zone? Yes. But if I ever just flat out said you don't know what you're talking about, that would be patently absurd. I would never say that.
I have looked into your eyes periodically, and I go, he's looking, but he's not listening. I don't understand that when a guy has a chance to get some knowledge about something he's not familiar with, you just zone out.
That's like, not true. It's like, not all dude, the time. Sometimes.
It's like... You look at me like, too much football. Too much.
It's like, all right, we get it. Force him to the sideline. Frog boy.
What's damage is done other than your foot?
You saw me click my heels. That was impressive.
Dude.
He almost fell.
He tried to land on one foot.
Yeah.
I saw him do something like that on the Heat court like a year or two ago.
Oh, yeah. It was good luck.
Oh, yeah. That game you won?
No, he lost that one.
No, I led the league in scoring, though. Led the team in scoring, I should say.
I had like 2 points.
You only scored like 8 points.
One. Led the team in scoring.
You get too much credit.
All right, as if we already didn't know this about the New York Knicks and their fan base.
Trash.
Indeed trash, which leads me
Not
to
all.
My identity.
Some are good, like Vlad.
Yeah, I guess.
But most of them.
He's good.
Absolute roaches.
Absolute scum of the earth, as you can see in this video here. This is circulating around the internet. A Indiana Pacers fan hounded by a crowd of Knicks fans.
That's not cool.
And trash is being thrown at him. He is a lifelong Pacers fan and a firefighter, which you'd think New York would have more respect for. You know, they love the firefighters.
One would think.
In New York, but apparently not enough for them to respect.
I'm not going
to
respect him more than Deuce McBride.
Look at that.
Smack, they threw trash at his head.
Smack. Like, that's not like a light hit.
They're acting really, really poorly. Like, and you guys know, like, I'm not the biggest fan of Brian Windhorst. Did you guys see them harass Brian Windhorst and throw trash at him too?
Man,
like,
I see that.
You guys need to. I'm being clear here. No one in their right mind. And I know you said, like, we had this debate about the Jimmy thing. This is exactly what I'm talking about. No one in their right mind can think this is okay behavior because you guys have suffered so much as basketball fans. You need to grow up. Just because your franchise has been lifetime losers doesn't mean that you guys get to act like a bunch of clowns. And that's what it is.
That's right, Hiko. That's why we can't have nice things.
That's why you can't have nice things.
And that's why the world would... Like, you think And here's what's funny. You think people see this right here?
This also happening think, in the middle of the street.
Oh yeah, I can root for the Knicks.
I genuinely hope they get swept.
It's right, because of this. Which you don't deserve to win.
I think they're going to get gentlemen swept.
It was unfortunate.
Totally messed up.
Thankfully, the situation didn't escalate.
But let's he couldn't escalate. It was 1,000 against 1
for sure. But let's say he had a little something on him.
Some heat?
Now the situation gets, you know, into a whole nother aspect because this man was defending himself. But, you know, this is a crowd of 30 people, 40 people.
30? That's
you
guys way
gotta,
more than that.
You're right.
They
you're
just
right.
got to grow up. Like, they think that they think this is a good look, and it's not.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea what it's like to have a good basketball team. And it's I'm embarrassed for you.
A good any team.
Congratulations, you beat the Celtics. Great. Finally. But to act like this, and then to have, like, the thing is like, you have all these idiots defending it.
Right.
You know? It's crazy. Like, I'm seeing it up there where it's like, oh, people need to stop being the fun police with the Knicks. You can have fun. Do not act like jackals.
Correct.
And throw garbage at somebody because he's wearing a Halliburton jersey.
What?
You crazy?
That's just...
That's wild.
Have human decency.
Like, I don't... Like, this is why people root against you. It has nothing about, oh, people hate New York. No. This is why.
Also, I mean, trash on your streets, New York? Disgusting. Hate that place. Gross.
I don't like that.
Anyway, great one, Frog Boy. I genuinely, like, I will, they're not going to win the championship, but I really want them to get embarrassed by the Pacers.
Yeah.
I really do. And that's a thing, because I like Jalen Brunson. Don't really have anything against any of their players.
For
it's
sure.
their fans.
Sure. You know, just looking at the team, the basketball, like, you know, I enjoy watching them play basketball, but their fans are so, you know, it's the whole Taylor Swift thing. It's the whole, look, your product is separate from your fan base because your fan base is annoying. And that's unfortunate because it waters down the product. But hopefully that water takes Bozo and the rest of those clowns back into the subways where they belong, you rats.
Wow.
I really think the Pacers are going to kick their ass, though.
I hope so. I really do. The last thing I need is for them to be justified with a championship. God, championship appearance?
Halliburton just seems like the type of guy that's going to go into Madison Square Garden and take a poop on their court.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He literally
might. Like, I just, like, good luck.
I wouldn't be surprised if he hits the Randy Moss.
No, that is disgusting. Take a break. Speaking of basketball, interesting take from a Heat legend. On a former Heat player. That's next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.